Wheat harvest is beginning in South Dakota as fields ripen from south to north. Treg Cronin of Gettysburg, a director with the South Dakota Wheat Commission, says the 2016 crop is looking promising.
We've got really excellent prospects. The winter wheat crop looks very, very promising. You know, we're looking at some of the best yield potential we've seen in 2 to 3 years at least. This late heat is definitely going to impact, you know, various spots in the state, especially down in the southwest part where they've been so dry and so hot during the month of June. And the spring wheat crop is really going to be variable. You know, we had great potential, you know, kind of around the 1st of June, and we just really did not have a good filling period for a lot of this wheat. I mean, a lot of 90-plus degree temperatures and, you know, really beneficial early season rainfall that we had in April and May really seemed like it's shut off for the last several weeks. So I think quality is going to be very, very good on both the winter wheat and the spring wheat. Protein doesn't look like it's going to be an issue. Test weight could be a little up in the air, but the yield looks good on winter wheat. Spring wheat, we're just not sure. We're gonna find out here in about 2 to 3 weeks, I think.
July 1st marks the beginning of the new marketing year for the wheat industry, as well as for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, the organization made of farmers investing the wheat checkoff. Based on recent estimates, the Wheat Commission budget for fiscal year 2017 has been set at nearly $1.7 million. Cronin reports the winter wheat crop in South Dakota is estimated at 1.05 million acres, with a 50 bushel per acre harvest projection. The harvest estimate for spring wheat acreage is 1.13 million, with yield projections of 45 bushels per acre. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.